Hi, you're listening to your daily Afro-Caribbean news on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, the traditional lands of the Songhees, Esquimalt and Wusanich people. I am your host, Yeti.
Schools have always been a great spot to create awareness among the youth. You will agree with me that lessons learnt in school remain memorable for a long time. This is no surprise why schools have days singled out to draw attention to or support a cause. For instance, the Pink Shirt Day on May 4 every year aims to speak out against bullying. The Orange Shirt Day on September 30th each year memorializes the Indigenous victims of Canada's residential school system. Today, January 15, students and educators in BC will wear black shirts to get conversations started about racism, hate, and human rights injustices for black Canadians. In this interview with Mr. Darren Russell, the principal of Spencer Middle School in Langford, the educator sheds more light on why the district has chosen to be part of this day. So, is this Spencer's first Black Shirt Day?
Yes, it is. This is our very first opportunity to have a Black Shirt Day at Spencer Middle School.
By this action, that is, this awareness, generations to come will accept diversity. How does it make you feel to be part of this epoch-making event?
I think this is an excellent opportunity, and I think we feel very proud to be doing this at our school. I think when students think back to middle school, they will remember that they were the first people to have a Black Shirt Day at middle school. I think that's a good thing to say for the rest of their life.
Will there be talks to sensitize the children on the significance of the day today?
Yes, we have had announcements put out through our PA system. We have also sent an email to parents to explain what we're doing. And we have an advisory group, kind of like a homeroom, that advisory teachers were encouraged to be talking about this week. So through classroom discussions, there's opportunity for awareness.
As an educator, what actions would you like to see taken on the issue of racism and civil rights globally?
I think we already are taking actions like this in schools. We have classroom discussions. We have lesson plans on current events and what's happening in the world. We're working toward Black History Month in February, so we have an awareness for that. And now we're supporting a Black Shirt Day. It gives us an opportunity to provide awareness and to create lesson plans and discussions in class. It ties in very nicely with our Spencer values of empathy, honesty, kindness, and respect. And we strive to encourage all students to be aware, to give back, to be respectful to all. And basically, our intention is to teach our students lifelong lessons and to become amazing community members and to be aware and continue to provide acceptance for all for the rest of their life.
Sounds very good. Do you think the day will be instituted? Would you be having one next year, do you think?
I really hope so. Okay. I heard on the radio this morning that it's not an official Black Shirt Day for January 15th, but they're working on creating petitions to make it an official day. And we would always encourage that, and I would certainly sign the petition.
Thank you so much for
your
time with CFUV 101.9 FM. Have a nice day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
You have been listening to Afro-Caribbean News with Yeti on CFUV 101.9 FM. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of the Local Journalism Initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.